We humans are programmed genetically to love our children. This is only natural, having to do with survival of the species and so on. But as most parents can tell you, some days you find yourself wondering whether the programming is little more than a one-way process. The character that Tilda Swinton plays in We Need to Talk About Kevin, which opens today at the Magic Lantern Theater, ponders that question ad nauseum. Over the course of the film, Swinton's Eva at first suspects, grudgingly comes to accept, and then knows with unwavering conviction that her son not only hates her, but at heart is a certifiable monster. We first see Eva living a solo life. Having taken a job for which she likely is overqualified, Eva seems to exist in an emotional holding pattern. She goes through the motions of living, but hers is an existence that smacks of penitence. Indeed, on occasion, she will encounter someone who is all too ready to remind her that she has no right to the slightest scintilla of happiness. And we gradually discover why. Once married to Franklin, played by the ubiquitous John C. Reilly, Eva gave birth to two children. The second, Celia, is the epitome of sweetness. But her first, Kevin, comes into the world bearing a smoldering, anti-Oedipal kind of matricidal grievance. At every opportunity, but only when they are alone, Kevin torments his mother, spewing hatred that is thick as the feces he throws, at least once literally, in her direction. Others, however, see little that is negative. Kevin's consummate acting skills fools his father into thinking he is near perfect. Eva's doctor assures her that Kevin is going through a stage, like colic, he will outgrow. Others suggest she is being paranoid. And even Eva suffers the occasional doubt as she doggedly continues reaching out to a child who treats her as if she were something he wants to spit on, or up, or worse. Until the day her doubts get erased by an act so spectacularly and calculatedly evil, even several lifetimes of penitence could barely begin to heal the resulting bad karma. Based on the novel by Lionel Shriver, adapted to the screen and directed by Lynn Ramsey, We Need to Talk About Kevin as a Curiosity. It never offers an actual reason for Kevin's obvious psychosis. Instead, it opts to shadow Eva as she punishes herself for what she sees as her own presumed sins, whether those sins be of omission, commission, or, as is most likely, an accident of fate. Because of the contextual vacuum this creates, and because of the film's unwavering dark tone, those movie fans wanting clear answers are bound to be dissatisfied. Never mind that Swinton's performance, at times wide-eyed with dawning horror, other times stupefied with emotional narcolepsy, won her an Oscar nomination, or that the two young actors who play Kevin grimace and glower with due diligence. Technical proficiency, after all, is seldom a working substitute for textual significance. My suggestion? If you want answers, return to Darwin. As the popularizer of evolution told us, no line of existence is guaranteed a path to survival, and as someone who fathered 10 children, he would know firsthand. For Spokane Public Radio, I'm Dan Webster.